So today is a really special day in which we recognize that each day a child is born is a holy day. We revere all young children as the gift of life or of the divine entrusted to our care. And so in this ceremony, we prepare ourselves to be worthy of that trust. We dedicate these children to a life that fulfills the wonder and gift of existence. And as a beloved Unitarian Universalist community, we promise to hold these children in our love and care and to support their growth and flourishing in all ways we can. And just before we continue, I want to say our dearly beloved Sam, our Director of Religious Education, who would normally be leading this ceremony with us, has put out her back and she's in a lot of pain. So Ani is going to be speaking her part, but she holds all of you in so much love and care and has been so delighted to watch you all growing up and to honor you here today.
So we will now touch each of the young ones gently with a thornless rose, a symbol of the beautiful gift of nature, which is given to us. The rose is thornless to symbolize the protection and care that we offer our children during childhood. The rose, in turn, has been touched by water from nature's infinite sky, water which forever cycles through our planet, giving it life, water which touches every shore and nourishes all creation. In so doing, we dedicate your lives and thoughts of the good of all humanity and to your own true growing.
So we're going to ask our families to come up one by one now. And we begin with Ellis Ruiz and his mom, Jennifer. Please come up our central stairs, and Ani's going to give you a microphone. And you guys can introduce yourself.
I am Ellis Ruiz.
And I am Ellis's mom, Jennifer.
All right, Ellis, I'm dipping this rose in water. May your thoughts be wise. May your lips speak truth. May your heart know love. And if you put your hands out, may your hands do good works all the days of your life. May you be blessed. Welcome, Ellis. Welcome to this community. Thank you.
Oh, wait. This is for you. That's yours, Ellis.
And now we'd like to invite Chad Darden to come up with his family. Hi, Chad. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi. I'm Chad.
Hi, I'm Colleen Darden, Chad's mom.
Hi.
Hi. And that back to Ani, she'll take it. Chad, may your thoughts be wise. May your lips speak truth. May your heart know love. And may your hands do good all the days of your life. Here you go. Welcome, Chad.
And Chad, this is for you. There we go.
And now, Aria, would you like to come on up?
There we go, you can.
My name's Aria.
I'm Shelley McCarthy, Aria's mom.
And if Aria, you come here, come in the middle. That's perfect. That's great. Aria, may your thoughts be wise. May your lips speak truth. May your heart know love, and may your hands do good works all the days of your life. Welcome, Aria. So good to have you here with us.
And Aria, here's your chalice.
And now we call on our newest chalice arrival, Hunter Dubois, who is joining us via Zoom. Let's see if we can make this work. There he is. Can we move? Can we have Hunter them filling the screen here, possibly? There we go. There's little Hunter, who was born, I think, November 1st. Is that right? Yes. It's so good to see you, Danielle and Weston. And we had a special elf deliver a rose to Hunter. So, Danielle, if you would dip the rose in some water and then touch Hunter's head first. Hunter, may your thoughts be wise. May your lips speak truth. May your heart know love. And may your hands do good works all the days of your life. Blessings to you, Hunter, and you have a special chalice for Hunter at home, too. There we go. And we can't wait to meet Hunter in person sometime soon when you're ready. So glad you guys could join us virtually. You can stay, keep them on screen if you like for now, yeah. Until we need to speak the words. So now I ask everyone gathered here and online, do you, our beloved Chalice community, support the commitment of these parents and covenant to be positive influences in the lives of their children? If so, please answer, we do, loudly.
We do.
Did you hear that online? I hope so. And now I'd like us all to speak the words on the screen together. As we look on these children's beautiful faces, may we pause to feel the wonder and mystery of life incarnate. We stand in awe and recognize all children as our most sacred trust. As a community and individuals, we commit ourselves to the unfolding of their promise. May it be so. And now, my friends, we join in our precious new member ceremony. Today, we recognize and celebrate those who are choosing to join Chalice as members. And before making this joyful commitment, these individuals and families have been encouraged to attend worship services regularly, participate in a starting point class, join in a social action activity, a small group, or volunteer in some way for the community. Commit to their spiritual growth and development, and make a financial commitment to our faith that is meaningful to them. As you all know, our community is united not by creed or dogma, but by covenant. A covenant and sacred promises that we make to one another about the kind of people we want to be and how we want to walk together on this part of our life's journey. Our covenant is lived out through our 7 UU principles, as well as Chalice's mission and our covenant of good relations. Together, we aim to nurture spiritually courageous people, speak it with me, who transform the world through justice and compassion. And today, we celebrate that purpose. We also share together as a community the covenant of good relations. And let us read together its opening paragraph, which will be on your screen now. The members and friends of the Chalice Unitarian Universalist Fellowship value
Thank you.
Thank you. In a moment, I will offer a blessing and a charge to our new members, and you're going to come up and stand in the front here. But first, we wanted to introduce them all to you. Actually, maybe as I call your names, why don't you come and stand across the front? Mike Blobaum, Sylvia Garcia Hutchins, Birgit Gross, who does not seem to be with us this morning, Alex Holland, who's also not here this morning, Laurie and Russ Martin, Julie Moore, Melissa Sharp, and Frederick Sisa. You guys spread out, that's great. So here's a video of our newest members introducing themselves. And thank you, Casey Dake, for putting this video together.
Hi, my name is Sylvia Garcia Hutchins, and I'm a longtime UU member. I've belonged to four different churches, and I'm happy to have joined Chalice.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russ Martin. So glad to be able to share this with you and just tell you a little bit about us. I'm a business/technical person. And I like to focus on creative things on the side. Lori and I met in a church long ago, in a Lutheran church, and we have kind of grown in the area of looking towards the spiritual, like not religious specific. And the UU philosophy just really fit that for us. We researched it further, and Chalice was the thing that really looked interesting to us, and the membership, the ministry, and everybody have just been great, and as well as the, looks like the programs that you have. So we're looking very much forward to being among you, and we're humbled to do so. Thank you.
And my name is Laurie Martin, and I've been a social worker for many years. I'm currently working with dialysis patients, and I'm excited to be part of this community that focuses on justice and compassion, and we're really looking forward to getting to know you and finding out what we can do in this community.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Frederick.
We live in Camarillo with our cat Popcorn, who is also camera shy like us.
So we'll just say that we're very excited to be part of this community, and we look forward to getting to know more of you as time goes by. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Mike Blobaum. I come to Chalice in a fairly circuitous way. My dad was a Christian minister. As a young kid, I liked to sing. I sang in the Episcopal Church and loved the liturgy and the music. For a number of years in high school, I went to a largely Jewish high school. My high school buddies were all Jewish. I went to Seders, loved that tradition. And then later on, married a Catholic woman and joined the Catholic Church for about 25 years. Saw that it did a lot of good things. And then afterwards, studied Buddhism. So I guess I would say I'm pan-religious. And I think that's the thing that that I enjoy and appeals to me about Chalice and the Universalist Church. So I hope that introduces me to you, and I'm happy to be here.
Hello, I'm Alex, and it is 2 a.m. because I almost forgot to record this. But I love music, I love science, and I love the free and responsible search for truth and meaning, don't we all? I've been coming to Chalice my entire life, and it really means a lot to me, much more than I ever really thought it would, to become an official member. And I really love you all, even more than I realized.
No.
you for the music, Merlin and Julie. We welcome you too into our midst. And Grenda, if you'd like to come up and join us. Grenda became a member last time, but she was sick the day of the ceremony, so wasn't able to be here for that. So Grenda, come up and join us for the ceremony. Welcome. So now you have a sense of our fabulous new members who are here joining us and diving right in and getting involved with our congregation. So dearest friends, dearest newest members, you can turn gently if you like this way, because I'm going to speak to you for the moment and then later you'll speak to the congregation. So we welcome you into this community of compassion, justice, love, and hope. And I welcome you both with a charge and a blessing. So first of all, here's the charge. In affirming your belonging to and with this spiritual community, we ask for the four P's that we shared in our starting point class. So the first one is your presence. Our community is not the same without you. So by bringing your unique self to worship and our other activities, even virtually, you enrich our community. Your participation is the second P. So we invite you to get involved in one of our social action or service activities to give back to the community. Join our small groups and volunteer to help Chalice grow and serve the wider community. And I know some of you are already engaged in starting groups and doing all sorts of amazing things. So we're an active congregation whose services and programs are made possible by the time and talents of our members. And of course, we invite you to vote at our congregational meetings too. And the next one is coming up in January 22nd, I think. The third is your pledge. So help sustain our fellowship financially in a way that is meaningful, generous, and makes you feel good. Chalice relies on members' financial support to continue and nourish the programs and services of this beloved community and the wider community as well. So we're profoundly grateful for your generosity, and everything you see here is because of the generosity of our members. And finally, the fourth P is your practice. Commit to your spiritual growth and development. Participate in chalice circles, in classes, in music opportunities. Mike, I think Anthony is going to be calling you about that singing here. And small groups to share your search for truth and meaning. Develop a meditation practice, or continue yours. I know many of you are longtime meditators. And find another spiritual practice to ensure attending to your journey of spiritual growth and courage. Practice living into the best version of yourself by honoring our Chalice Covenant and UU principles. My friends, so much of what you will get out of this community depends on what you're able to put into it. And the promise, the commitment works both ways, where it is in giving that we receive abundantly. So that is your charge, and here is your blessing. My beloveds, may you find here friendship, inspiration, challenge, love, and hope. May this community become for you a place of companionship for your journey of life and your journey of spirit. May it be a place to listen to your inner voice, to open to life's gifts, and serve needs greater than your own. May it be so. Blessed be.
And so, on behalf of the people of this congregation, as the board president, it is my honor to welcome you into full membership of our religious community. We invite you to join us in community, freedom, and responsibility as we seek to enrich and deepen the meaning of our lives. We look forward to sharing our spiritual journeys, caring for one another, and working together for peace, justice, and love upon our planet and among all peoples. New members, please speak the words that are on the screen.
So I invite you now to turn around and face the congregation.
There we go.
And speak the words up on the screen together.
We join members.
enter into the covenant that binds us together as a religious community, honoring each other wherever we may be on the path of becoming more whole human beings.
And now for our members. Together, we'll say the words on the screen. There we go. We welcome you now and henceforth as members of Chalice Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, and we celebrate the gifts that you bring to our community. This morning, we also reaffirm our own commitment to the rights and responsibilities of membership and to our mission. In mutual respect for one another's religious quests, we invite you to join us in building and sustaining a community which shall light the way to a world of peace, justice, and love, and to walk and sing with us in our shared journey towards greater truth, understanding, and goodness. Now, there's been a long-standing tradition in our congregation, and it's that we give each new member a spider plant. And it's a cutting from the original Chalice member plant that is now many generations away. And in this, we acknowledge the interdependent web of existence of which we are all a part. We also acknowledge our past while affirming our future, which is shaped by your presence here today. And each member also will be receiving a special chalice to remind them of this day, as well as a book about Unitarian Universalism. Welcome to Chalice.
So let us give each new member, in fact, okay. Come over there.
Oh, should we just, should I come
down? Hand over here.
Yeah.
You already got one, yes. Mike.
Okay.
I didn't mean to sound that way, but yes. There we go. So good.
There we go.
Lori. Judy.
Oh, loves, my loves. I'll give you these. Yes. There we go. And there we go.
Let's hear a large round of applause for our new members. Welcome to Chalice. May you have a beautiful life here with us all. Please be seated. And now we gather in our traditional singing to celebrate this occasion by reprising our song From You I Receive. From you I receive, to you I give, together from this we live, from you I receive, to you I give, together we share, and from this we live. So my friends, we've now celebrated the wonder of the new, both with our magical children and our fantastic new members. New people, be they young or older, bring new energy, new ideas, and influence into all of our lives. Expand how we look at things by bringing their unique perspectives. And again, everyone can be new to us, really at any time, simply thanks to their distinctive way of approaching life. And using wonder as a way to approach life is a method to keep us spiritually alive, curious, and I've heard that it even helps counter aging. In fact, writer Cynthia Carbone Ward shares in her article called Wonders Abound that my guru grandson has been looking at the anatomy drawings in a visual dictionary, intrigued by the see-through layered diagrams of humans and their inner parts, fascinated by the revelation that he has blood and bones beneath his skin. Skin and blood, he sings in a video he sent to me. I've got skin and blood. And he swings his arms as he sings and swaggers happily across the living room, feeling substantial and pleased with himself, newly aware of his own completeness and complexity, all that good blood flowing, all that potential for fun and discovery. All those diggers and combine harvesters outside and grapes on a plate and screwdrivers too. Miracles, I tell you. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. And children and babies, of course, like the dawn that unfolds again every morning, can help us see everything with a wonder and newness through fresh eyes. It's interesting that the cycles of life in birth and death, in sunrises and sunsets, and in the seasons give us the opportunity to continually see things begin anew. In fact, as I was writing this, it was dawn. A new day was dawning over the rooftops, and I simply had to capture it for you. The poet John O'Donohue writes, isn't that just magnificent? It was literally at dawn that I was writing these words, and it reminded me of this poem by John O'Donohue, who wrote, "The liturgy of dawn signals the wonder of the arriving day. Magic of darkness breaking through into color and light is such a promise of invitation and possibility. No wonder we always associate the hope and urgency of new beginning with the dawn. Each day is a field of brightness where the invitation of our lives unfolds." So, my beloveds, my hope for us is we will always keep finding what is wondrous and new in our lives. The wondrous rain these days, right? Look for what is dawning, whether it's a blossoming flower, a fresh cup of coffee, a baby's giggle, a new dance, a sunrise, or a delicious bite of food. Take a moment each day to notice something that you may have taken for granted and view it with the eyes of wonder. In fact, put on your wonder glasses. Ooh, look, I can read better now. So even the ordinary can appear wonderful to you. Miracles are everywhere. Wonders abound. In fact, the old English word Wunder, which is the same in German, means miracle. So I leave you to ponder the famous quote by Albert Einstein. "There are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle, and the other is as though everything is a miracle." My friends, as we've experienced so tragically this week through the passing of a beloved community member who was here with us just last Sunday, life is so precious and fragile. None of us know how long we have on this planet. May we together find wonder in more and more moments of our lives. And may we live as though everything is a miracle. May it be so.